Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're gonna dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, hour two. We're in July. The summer is here. Baseball's percolating. NFL lines are dropping today. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, Alex Curry's here. So I was on the interweb last night, and I saw the NFL lines for week one.
Ooh, here we go. And that's how you know it's getting close.
Now, there's only two of these games that I would going to bet now.
But really?
I'm going to give you the lines, the opening lines for week one, and let's run through them. And two games I love, but that's how we do our Blazing Five. It takes time. You find a third game. So let's go. Let's start with the opening line. The Buffalo Bills are a half-point favorite against the Rams in Los Angeles. I would take Buffalo. I thought they were the best team in the league last year. I think they'll be the best team in the league this year. They got a chip on their shoulder. I also think when you win the Super Bowl, there's a little bit of a hangover, win or lose the Super Bowl. So I think I would take the Bills. That's a pick 'em game. I think I'm going to take Buffalo. I thought Buffalo was the best team in the league. I thought they had another good draft. They added more pieces in free agency. I would take Buffalo. Saints-Falcons is the next one on the board. That's a hard pass. Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston. You got a rookie head coach for the Saints. I don't know. They still have a quarterback competition. I just don't have enough information. Hard pass. Browns at Panthers, I would take Cleveland because you don't know if Deshaun Watson's going to play. If he's allowed to, that's the best bet on the board. Cleveland only -2.5. Even with Jacoby Brissett, they're a better football team, easily. So I'll say it again. I think the Browns, last year I thought they had a top three or four roster in the NFL. I think they're still in the top six, seven rosters in the NFL. So I would probably roll with Jacoby Brissett -2.5. Niners at Bears, I'm almost a pass on this because I don't know much about the quarterback of either team. But I know Trey Lance isn't going to be Peyton Manning or Russell Wilson. So giving up 6.5 points is too many. I take the Bears. I don't think the Bears are going to be a great team. But here's what happens in September. The teams that aren't very good still have belief, hope, and optimism. That's why you get so many weird, quirky upsets early in an NFL season, because the bad teams don't know they're bad yet. That's just simply too many points for a Niners team that could be starting Trey Lance at quarterback. Steelers-Bengals. I would take the Steelers. 6.5 points is way too many points in a division rivalry. I've said before, I think Mitch Trubisky's competent. I don't want to build around him, but with that defense, he's competent. I think the Bengals are the better team, but they lost a Super Bowl. Sometimes it's weird. It's quirky. Teams pull back a little. But just points in division, that's way too many points to give Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin week one in a division rivalry matchup. No way I'd take the Steelers. This is the first bet I'd lay real money on. Detroit getting 4 points at home against Philadelphia. Love the Lions there. The Lions were one of the best bad teams in the league. They gave Baltimore fits. They gave the Rams trouble. And they had another really solid draft. I like their offensive pieces. TJ Hockenson, DeAndre Swift, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I like their offensive pieces. A Penei Sewell at left tackle. Jared Goff is fine. You do not need to move off Jared Goff now. I like the Eagles, but there's a lot we don't know. And I don't think they're a good enough team to give up more than a field goal on the road in a season opener. I think that's one of the stronger bets of the weekend. Lions plus 4. Colts, Texans. Texans plus 8. I'd take Houston. Matt Ryan's going to make the Colts better. But they're still not a dynamic offense. Now, Jonathan Taylor's dynamic, but they don't have world-class speed on the outside. Michael Pittman's a good receiver. Feels like a great 2, not a dominant 1. I think they'll be very good. But remember, the Colts sometimes can start slowly. There are teams in this league, like the Giants, always start slowly. The Colts always struggle in Jacksonville. I don't know. This is too many points. I think Davis Mills for the Texans is an interesting quarterback talent. I think Houston is right to roll with him this year and see what they have in him, the Stanford kid. So I'd take the Texans plus 8. Patriots to the Dolphins. Dolphins minus 2. I would take Miami. Element of surprise. They have a new coach. A lot of new offensive weapons. I think you know what you get with Mac Jones and the Patriots offense. Matt Patricia's the play caller, bound to be conservative. I just don't think the Patriots are a good enough team to go on the road and beat Miami. They lost both times to them last year, and I think Miami is significantly more dangerous between Cedric Wilson, year two for Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and this is an easy one. It's not one of my favorite bets, but I'd take the Dolphins minus 2.5. Ravens at the Jets, Jets plus 5.5, I'd take New York. Back-to-back really good drafts. Zach Wilson, when healthy, is interesting. I don't know if Robert Saleh is going to work. My guess is no. They're too inconsistent. And I don't know if Zach Wilson's ever going to be special. But the Ravens have had kind of a weird offseason. They lost their best wide receiver. The Lamar Jackson noise hasn't been great. And again, I don't think the Jets are going to win more than 6 games. But in week 1 at home, I'm sure as hell not giving them 5.5 points against a Ravens team that lost their best, most dynamic wide receiver. I'd take the Jets plus 5.5. Jags at Commanders. Commanders minus 4. This morning, I would take the Commanders minus 4. I would not feel comfortable. Very close to a pass. Ron Rivera, even if he's leading, is highly conservative as a play caller. Carson Wentz can make mistakes that drive me nuts. The Jaguars with Doug Peterson can make games ugly. I do like their defensive front. I thought they had an interesting draft. This is close to a pass. I'd probably go Commanders this morning, but don't hold me to it. Chiefs at the Cardinals, Arizona plus 3. I would take Arizona plus 3. Again, they're tough at home. Now, Andy Reid's really good in September, so I wouldn't put a lot of money on it, but I think Arizona's a really good team. I think Arizona's going to get Kyler's contract worked out here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. He's going to be in a good mood. I like that side. Kansas City without Tyreek Hill will not be as explosive. In fact, I have Kansas City as a wild card team. Raiders getting 3.5 at the Chargers. This is my second favorite bet to Detroit. Well, Detroit's my third best. Raiders my second best. I'll get to my favorite pick in a second. Raiders getting 3.5. There'll be as many Raider fans at SoFi as Charger fans. So it's not a home field advantage. Also, I think Derek Carr, Devontae Adams could win this game outright. The Raiders, I told you the Raiders went 12-5 with this offense. It's not shocking. Now you say, oh, the division's tough. Well, I don't know. I don't think Kansas City's going to be as good. I don't know about the Chargers. They were disappointing at the end of last season. I think the Raiders could be better than we think. But there's no way I'm giving Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfrow, Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller in what could be a home game 3.5 points. I would strongly take the Raiders there. My best bet in week one, Packers at the Vikings, Vikings +2. There's no way in the world Minnesota's going to win that game, and they're going to win it handily. Aaron Rodgers is working with rookie wide receivers and the ghost of Sammy Watkins. They don't have the firepower. Now, Green Bay is going to win a lot of games because I think they have a good coach, a solid defense. They let go one of their better pass rushers. I just don't think Green Bay is very dynamic, and I think Minnesota is a little bit of a sleeping giant. I think they're going to be the most improved team in the league. They hired what they call the tall Sean McVay from the Rams, the offensive coordinator. They have excellent weapons, tight end, running back, wide receivers, and I think they'll be more offensive-minded and more optimistic. I like Mike Zimmer, a little crusty, a little old school. He and Cousins didn't get along, so I think Kirk will feel supported and have a very strong year. Giants at Texans. I don't know what I'm getting from the Giants. It's a big number. Tennessee, probably in a bad mood after losing and outplaying Cincinnati, comes out on fire. I take the Titans to beat the Giants, -6.5. Again, it's a big number for week one. I don't know what we have as a head coach. Daniel Jones is turnover prone. Put him on the road against an excellent front for the Titans. It could get ugly. I'll take the Titans. Buccaneers at the Cowboys. Bucks -2 points. That feels like they're begging you to take Tampa. Without Amari Cooper, and a regressing Ezekiel Elliott, I just don't know how good the Cowboys' offense is. Also, Todd Bowles struggled as a head coach. He was a great coordinator. I don't know what I'm getting from Tampa, but Brady -2 at Dallas feels like the side. Finally, Broncos at the Seahawks. Broncos -4.5. Denver's the side. They have better players virtually at every position. I think Denver's going to have a chance to be next to Buffalo, the best team in the league. Seattle's tanking, folks. If Drew Lock's your quarterback and Geno's the backup, you're tanking. You're not advertising it, or maybe you are. So that's a mismatch. But again, Seattle at home, playing with a lot of pride. They know Russell Wilson well. They'll have some tricks up their sleeve defensively, so it could be closer. If these two teams played in week 12, it could be 35-7. In week one, it could be feisty, but I'd still take the Broncos -4.5. All right, let's go to Nick Wright's joining us. Nick Wright has been known to gamble from time to time. Any of those? Okay, so Minnesota.
I heard you.
All right.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah. I just want to make sure I have this right, because I jotted it down. Your three favorite bets of week one NFL. You have the whole slate.
Yeah.
And you were like, all right, the three bets I want to make are, I want to bet on the Detroit Lions and against Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. Those are your three strongest plays. You look the entire week one landscape and you're like, what is going to set me up for a great season? Let's go with biting kneecaps and against the two most talented quarterbacks in football. That sets me up. And did you say the Vikings are a sleeping giant?
Yes.
The Vikings?
Love them.
Are a sleeping giant.
Yes.
Clearly. Wow. I mean, and I heard so much there. I know we have other things planned, but you've got the Chiefs as a wild card. And listen, Colin Cowherd fans, listeners, and viewers, by the eve of week one, Colin's going to say, oh, where Colin was wrong. The Chiefs are actually going to miss the playoffs. You're going to have your beloved Russell Wilson going 15-2, and you know it. And if there was ever a time to bet, your best bet of the week should have been week one Broncos. They're going to start off 2-0. You're going to week three NFL season. You're going to have them at the top of the herd hierarchy, and that's going to be the peak of the year. But that's fine. That's not what you brought me here to talk about. But I would revise those wagers before you actually shipped the money off.
I really do like the Vikings plus the points and the Raiders plus the points and the Lions plus the points. Wow. I seek value. Yeah. You're a gambler. You like favorites. I like underdogs. But I am an underdog. I'm an American underdog, so that's why I side with them anyway.
Oh, you're an American underdog. Yeah. You got Kyler Murray over Patrick Mahomes in week one when Mahomes has never lost a week one game except for when Cliff Kingsbury was his coach in college. You are now picking Cliff Kingsbury to beat him. Cliff Kingsbury is going to outmaneuver Andy Reid in week one. Okay, that's fine. We can get to the other stuff.
All right. So what did you make of Chet Holmgren last night? It's kind of fun. I don't know if it's going to work. He can really shoot. What did you make of it?
Yeah. All right, listen. He was obviously very good. However, there are certain – if I came to you, Colin, and I said to you, I am going to – try out for the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to qualify for the U.S. Open. And then I was like, I'm going to prove it to you. I can do it. And we went to a mini golf place, a little putt-putt. I would, no matter how well I did, you'd be like, yeah, you didn't prove anything to me. Now, if I grabbed the club upside down, you'd be like, actually, I'm betting against you. Point being, when you are playing, it's not only Summer League, Colin. That Jazz team was not even a real summer league team. I looked it up this morning. They played 10 guys. 9 were undrafted players. 1 guy they played had his name called on draft night over the last few years. 9 undrafted players. So I think Chet is potentially going to struggle with the physicality. I love his swagger. I love his confidence. I obviously love his range and his skill. But it's the same, it's the Kyler Murray corollary. If you are the most anything in league history or the least anything in league history, I am concerned.
Yeah.
Kyler was the smallest starting quarterback in league history, it concerned me. Chet is trying to be the skinniest player in league history, it concerns me. But to be fair, no matter how well he would have played last night, that's how I would have felt. Because A, it's Summer League, and B, that's even a bad Summer League team he was up against.
So Kendrick Perkins says KD is bluffing. He just wants to get Kyrie a contract. It's certainly possible. Do you buy that, or do you think KD is truly upset and wants out of Brooklyn?
Oh, he clearly wants out of Brooklyn, and if the idea is to get Kyrie a contract, that's not happening. I can tell you right now, there might be some unknowns. The idea that the Nets are going to end, if they wanted to give Kyrie a contract, they'd have given him a contract. And I think they have mismanaged this top to bottom every step of the way for the last 3 years. And now in their final stroke of mismanagement, they're going to lose KD and Kyrie. I do not buy for 1 second that they might actually, you know what? KD's under contract 4 years. Well, we'll see you in training camp. I don't buy it. They are trying to get the best possible offer, and then once they get the best possible offer, they want to be able to tell that team, not good enough, we will keep him, and have that team believe that so they add a little bit extra. We know the Nets are leaking inaccurate things because it was reported by multiple people this week that, oh, the Sixers and Mavs are in on Kyrie. And that was just flatly untrue. The Sixers have not been in on Kyrie since they got Harden. I can't speak to the Mavs, but the Mavs reporter said it was untrue. So why did that get out there? Because they're trying to get a better offer from the Lakers. Listen, the Nets were a nice idea that never materialized. I do not buy for 1 second that after they allow Kyrie to seek a trade and KD demands a trade and they start talking to teams about a KD trade, that all of a sudden they're going to put the genie back in the bottle and they're going to run it back with them. I don't buy it at all.
So I'm interested in your take on this. Kyrie, I do not believe. I think Anthony Davis has peaked. I think his style of play, too many injuries. I don't think he's the same player. I think he peaked about 4 years ago. I don't think Kyrie's peaked. He's just undependable. He still shoots. He still doesn't need a screen to get a great shot. He had a great three-point percentage. He's undependable, but I still think at his best, he's a dominant player, a great closer. I would make the move to bring him to Los Angeles, and if I had to sign him, I would, because I think the one guy in the league he worked with well, it wasn't Coach K, yeah. It wasn't Brad Stevens, it was LeBron. I would do it, would you?
Oh, I would 100% trade for Kyrie Irving. If you're saying, would I trade Anthony Davis for Kyrie Irving?
No,
no. This is the third time you've... Okay, good. I was going to say, because I keep telling you I wouldn't do it. And I'm like, you're not going to convince me, Connie, because the Lakers got to be able to guard somebody. You can't, if you lose Anthony Davis, they don't have good perimeter defenders as is. The one hope they have to guard anybody is Anthony Davis, you know, erasing things at the rim. Now, I would trade Anthony Davis for Kevin Durant, and that would be a real conversation, but I don't think Durant wants that. I don't think Durant wants to be in LeBron's shadow, and I totally understand that. Anyone arguing that the Lakers should not give up Russell Westbrook and a pick or two for Kyrie Irving and Joe Harris, who the Nets are trying to get rid of, flatly doesn't know what they're talking about. Kyrie is not dependable. He is unreliable. He is, you know, a guy that has been a problem in the locker room over each of the last 5 years. But you're trading him for Russell Westbrook. And God love Russ, it doesn't work in L.A. I don't know if it'll work anywhere, but it doesn't work in L.A. And this idea that, the Lakers can't trade any more picks. The Lakers owe New Orleans one more pick. Meanwhile, Denver, over the next few years, is minus three picks. The Clippers are minus two picks and two swaps. Philly is minus two picks and a swap. Milwaukee's minus two picks and two swaps. Teams that are trying to win the title are usually minus picks in the future. The Lakers should be trying to win the title, so of course you do whatever you can to get Kyrie.
You know, I said this. This is the deal that makes sense to me. Phoenix doesn't really want DeAndre Ayton anyway, and Mikal Bridges averages 14, but that could be close to his ceiling. I think that's what he is. I would give up Mikal Bridges, two first-round picks, DeAndre Ayton, and I think Brooklyn would be like, we got two starters and two first-round picks. That feels reasonable to me, and I do think Chris Paul, who likes to be the verbal leader, KD doesn't. Chris Paul can bark, Booker KD can score, and it feels like an elite team. That's the one that feels like it works to me. What say you?
Okay, so listen, I think that definitely works for the Suns. I think the Nets want more than that, and I think that the whole NBA is in trouble because of the nonsense the Timberwolves pulled.
Yeah.
When you trade five first-round picks and five players for Rudy Gobert, it's like if it's Valentine's Day and you look down your block and one of your neighbors, there's a brand new Mercedes-Benz with a bow on it. And it's like, God dog it. Now all our wives are mad at us because we didn't do what this doofus did. And when the Timberwolves set the market for Rudy Gobert at five first-round picks, then the Nets are like, okay, yeah, we want Bridges, Ayton, plus four first-round picks and three swaps, right? So I think that is the framework of a deal. Can I pitch you a deal, please?
Sure.
Because I've been talking about this deal for 10 days.
All right.
The Nets want a young all-star.
Okay.
So Ayton's good. He's not an all-star. Mikal Bridges will never be an all-star. They also want a bunch of draft picks. You know who has a young all-star, a bunch of draft picks, and even if they traded that, could contend? The New Orleans Pelicans. Brandon Ingram is 24 years old. The New Orleans Pelicans have six additional first-round picks thanks to the Lakers and Milwaukee trade and other trades. You could trade Brandon Ingram, Larry Nance, and five first-round picks and have a big three of KD, CJ McCollum, Zion Williamson. By the way, Willie Green, the head coach in New Orleans, was an assistant with Golden State when Kevin Durant was there, and reportedly they had a great relationship. That's the move that I think works for all parties. The Pelicans would be contenders, the Nets would get their all-star and the draft capital, and you could keep it rolling. That's the trade that I would like to see happen. The question is, does KD want to go to New Orleans? And everyone, you know, present company included, it's all trendy to take shots at New Orleans. New Orleans is a top five American city. Beautiful people, the best food in the country, amazing culture. I don't know why people wouldn't want to live in New Orleans. I'd love to live in New Orleans. Just can't do this job from there.
Right.
So I think that's I think the Pelicans should be high on it.
Now, he didn't mention them, though, as a team. How about this? I'll throw this one at you.
Yeah.
I don't know if it financially works. Booker for KD and two picks. You get your star, you get your picks.
So the problem financially, that is very close. The problem is that stupid NBA rule about guys on their rookie max extensions from another team. You can't have Booker and Ben Simmons on the same team.
Oh, that's right.
It's not allowed.
Yeah, I just read that yesterday.
So
yes, That's interesting, though. I mean, so I would do
Simmons,
that.
I think that one's really interesting. Ben Simmons, just the gift that keeps on giving for the Brooklyn Nets. He doesn't play all year, and now you can't trade for 12 of the guys you'd want to trade for because he's on the roster. Did you see, by the way, Katie, right before you went on the air, tweeted about Chet Holmgren? I'm going to throw this at you real quick. Colin, Katie has done a lot of things, intentionally or unintentionally, LeBron did. You take a team to the finals at 22 that you think you're going to be there repeatedly. Team reaches its ceiling. You leave. Where do you leave for? A team that has won a championship before you get there with a great player. You join their culture. You win two rings. Probably should have won more. Check, check both boxes. You go to a coast. You set up shop. Set up your empire. Bring a great friend with you. Check, check both boxes.
Yes.
But KD skipped a step. The redemption. The homecoming. So when LeBron went back to Cleveland, they had a young point guard who one day might be an all-star named Kyrie Irving. Can I show you Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? They also had just gotten a top two pick in the lottery that they could have either kept or flipped for an all-star. Can I show you Andrew Wiggins? Chet Holmgren. The Oklahoma City Thunder have roughly 19 additional first-round picks. They got Josh Giddey. They got Poku. They got Dort, who they just signed. What, KD, you want everyone to get over Golden State? Do what LeBron did, man. Say, I'm coming home, even though it's not actually home. Go back to Oklahoma City. You, SGA, and the thin man. Go do it. That's what I would love to see. That would be universally approved. It's not going to happen, but that would be amazing.
I was going to say, and you don't like my Detroit Lions pick. I got news for you. They got a better shot than that happening. But of all my bets.
That is correct.
Of all my bets, do you think the Broncos -4.5 is the best bet of the weekend? That's your big bet, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Seattle's going to be horrifying. Yeah. Unless they trade for Baker. Okay. And if they do, and Baker sticks it to the son you never had, Russell Wilson. Oh, boy. Oh, that'll be a must-see television on the Herd the Monday after that. But, yeah, Broncos will crush Seattle. Seattle stinks.
Yeah. All right, buddy. You look great. Look like you're getting some sun and enjoying yourself, and you're healthy, and it's good seeing you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You too. It looked like you had a great vacation. I miss you. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Aww. Nick Wright.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Saturday, it's baseball night in America on Fox, as Aaron Judge looks to continue his MVP season as he leads the Yankees against the rival Red Sox, or the Giants battle the Padres. It all begins at 7 Eastern on Fox. Check for the game in your area.
All right, story this morning, conflicting reports. Ian Rappaport is saying the Seahawks have never been interested in Baker Mayfield. Jacina Anderson, CBS, is saying that's inaccurate. My takeaway is if Seattle wanted him, they could have him. So I don't think Cleveland's driving a hard bargain these days. But, Seattle and Atlanta are tanking. Drew Locke is your starter. Marcus Mariota struggles to stay healthy. Those teams are tanking. It's a very good, robust college quarterback class next year. There's going to be 5 or 6 first-round draft picks. The quickest way to turn around your franchise, as we all know, is get a Joe Burrow or get a Kyler Murray or a Justin Herbert. That's going to turn things around. So it's a strong class, and Seattle and Atlanta, they're not going to bang around here and get into long-term deals to me with Baker Mayfield. That's not their future. But there are openings for Baker, and I was thinking about this morning, is that the NFL fires 7 coaches a year. The NFL always have about 7 openings for quarterbacks and coaches every year, and this year's another example of that, is that if you look at 10 teams in the NFL have what we would call a star quarterback. They're not interested in Baker Mayfield. Mahomes and the Chiefs, Bills, Bucks, Packers, Broncos, Rams, Bengals, Chargers, Cardinals, and Vegas has Derek Carr. Those teams, they got stars. Then there's 6 teams that have something a little less than that, but talented. Dak and the Cowboys, Matt Ryan and the Colts, Kirk Cousins and the Vikings, Lamar Jackson, Ryan Tannehill, and Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't put them as top 10. Some would argue they are. It's close. They'd be at the bottom of a top 10. But those teams don't want Baker Mayfield either. Then you got 8 teams that have a young guy they're going to go with for the time being. We know that's the Jags with Trevor Lawrence. We know that's Mac Jones in New England, Justin Fields in the Bears, Jalen Hurts with Philly, Tua with Miami, Trey Lance, San Francisco, Davis Mills with the Texans, who's an interesting player, and Zach Wilson. Those teams aren't moving off it. So you say, well, there's not much left. Well, that's 10 plus 6 plus 8 is 24. That's a lot of teams left. There's 32. So you've got 8 teams in the NFL that you can make an argument that Baker's as talented or more talented. The Giants, the Commanders, the Steelers, the Lions, the Falcons, the Saints, Seattle, and Carolina. So I think Wentz is more talented than Baker Mayfield. Here we go. Look at that. As I'm talking about it, it just happened. Ian Rappaport is reporting he just got traded to Carolina. So there you go. In the middle of the rant that there's 8 job openings, he just landed this second to Carolina.
Epic.
For a conditional 5th-round pick. So there you go. So there's a market for him. 8 teams in the league aren't very good at quarterback. And or I think Washington has talent, but Wentz drives people nuts. So there you go. Carolina and Baker Mayfield. So is Baker and Sam going to battle here? Sam Darnold, to me, wouldn't be a shock if he went to Seattle because of Pete Carroll's USC ties. He knows Sam Darnold. That's a possibility. So Baker's going to Carolina. I've said this. I still thought Baker was best served going to Cleveland because they got the best players. But he gets an offensive coach, Matt Rhule. You get Christian McCaffrey. They got one receiver I really like. They got a really interesting front seven on defense. So there you go. Baker Mayfield is officially a Carolina Panther, according to Ian Rappaport, who said yesterday, reported, although another reporter denied it, he said Seattle's not interested at all. So Baker's going to Carolina. You know, it's a rebuild. He does have an offensive coach. So he had his first coach was offensive, and then Kevin Stefanski's offensive, and Matt Rhule's offensive. So that's an advantage. I would rather, as a quarterback, have a guy that gets offense. The Browns are going to pay $10.5 million of his deal, so they want him out of town. It's Jacoby Brissett and Deshaun Watson. And also maybe Cleveland feels like, according to some stories over the last week, that Deshaun Watson will not be, according to multiple stories, the judge who's making the decision, the woman may not suspend Deshaun Watson for a big chunk of time. Maybe that's part of Cleveland having that intuition. So Panthers are going to pay $5 to get Baker Mayfield. Why not? This far, I don't think there's a big gap between him and Sam Darnold, but he's proven to be better than Sam Darnold. They're both too mistake-prone. But there you go. As I was talking about it, there you go. Alex with the news.
No.
Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
They've also been the two teams in the conversation this whole time we've been having. It's going to be Carolina or Seattle or possibly back to the Browns. So it's good. I'm happy for Baker.
Well, $5 million bucks.
It's nothing.
It's free. Yeah, you got a free quarterback.
Yeah, that's nothing. All right. Well, we are so deep into NBA free agency, and there are still some names waiting to sign, one of which includes James Harden, who declined his $47.3 million player option last month with the idea that the 76ers could use the cap flexibility to deepen the roster. Now, many have speculated that Harden could get somewhere in the mid-$30 million range, but we may not have to guess much longer, as Woj reported yesterday that he expects a deal to potentially be hammered out in the next 24 hours. I think this is a win-win for both parties involved. The 76ers get the flexibility. Harden gets a little security, but taking a $10 million pay cut, that's not little for anybody. I think it's the right thing to do, considering the track record he had just this past season and in the playoffs with Philly.
I can't take Philly seriously as a title contender, though. If Harden's going to be one of your top two or three players, he's not good for chemistry. He has peaked as a player. He didn't take care of his body. Good for him to take a pay cut, but yeah, he wasn't going to get a contract if he didn't.
No, that's why best situation for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Embiid and Maxey are their future. I think Harden's going to get in the way of that potentially. So, I mean, he's talented, but I think this is part of the NBA problem is you're stuck paying guys who aren't winners, who aren't chemistry guys. He's neither. So he's talented. You can get points out of him. Analytically, you know, you look and you go, oh, he gives me 18 a night, pretty efficient. But I think Tyrese Maxey has a chance to be a sensational player in the East, an all-star. Embiid's obviously a dominant player. If you've got two all-stars, to me, you're a playoff team. I just hope Harden doesn't get in the way of those two.
You hope not. I mean, he's made the playoffs every season of his career with nothing to show for it. So that alone is a little frustrating as a top player. All right. PGA Tour and the LIV Golf members continue to take shots at one another as golf's biggest names continue to move to the new golf league. Some of the stars that outright left the PGA include Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka. But now, Billy Horschel is the latest PGA member to go after his former colleagues ahead of this weekend's Scottish Open.
That are hypocrites, that aren't telling the truth, that are lying about some things, that I can't stand to sit here anymore and be diplomatic about it. And so I'm just tired of these comments. Like, go play your LIV Tour and forget about the PGA Tour. You didn't want to support the PGA Tour going forward. Don't tell me you're going to play LIV when they go to 14 events and then go play 15 events on a PGA Tour and play in 29. That's not a smaller schedule. You're not playing less.
There is deep frustration here.
Well, golf is a sport that's always given exemptions. They don't like the LIV Tour because the LIV Tour is a threat. It's a bottomless pit of cash, and that's intimidating because the PGA does not have that. They're a charity and an organizing group. So this would be, there's a reason the NFL can wrap their arms around the XFL or the USFL. Mm-hmm. They're not really a threat.
No.
They were, they would take a different tack.
Oh, yeah. But then again, golf is an individual sport, as you call them, independent contractors.
Yeah.
So when another player leaves, don't you have a better shot at getting more money with less competition? So why are you getting upset? Why are these players on the other tour getting upset? Just play your game, win your money.
No.
This is someone else wanting to get money at a different place. Let them go do it.
You know, it's actually a great point, is that if enough golfers leave, I mean, if Rory McIlroy left and Brooks.
You have a better chance to win and get your money.
Yeah, that's not a bad point.
Yeah, plus we are also consistently talking about golf right now. Probably the most we've ever talked about golf with all this drama. And, you know, sometimes any press is good press. People are going to watch. People are going to want to see this drama unfold. So I know I want to see what someone says next with all of this.
Yeah.
It's golf. All right. Well, Jalen Hurts is heading into his third NFL season and his second full season as Eagles starting quarterback, but he's doing it with much bigger expectations after the team added A.J. Brown this offseason, adding to the pressure. Running back Miles Sanders previously said that players like that they're on an all-star team, but despite the added stress, Eagles offensive lineman Lane Johnson sees a lot of growth from his quarterback.
He just carries himself a lot of poise. I mean, he demands respect. And just the way he approaches day-to-day activity, how he trains, what he does in the film room. And he's a great motivator. He's a great leader. So behind the scenes, you know, even during summer, he's connecting with a lot of the guys, a lot of receivers, doing seven-on-sevens, and just doing typical work to prepare. I know he's excited about the new guys that we have, that we drafted and acquired over the offseason. And really just getting ready to go to work.
This is a make or break year for Jalen Hurts. He has a top tier weapon in A.J. Brown.
Oh, no, Eagles had a very productive offseason. They got him better players, no question.
This is your time to shine. Prove everyone wrong. Prove your worth. Fox Bet gives the Eagles the second best odds to win the NFC East just behind the Cowboys. Should be an interesting season for him.
Yeah, he's proven he's good enough to get you to the playoffs.
Yeah.
At this point, with Nick Sirianni's team, that's fine.
That's good. Yeah.
Alex with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So the Panthers are acquiring Baker Mayfield for a conditional fifth-round pick, per Ian Rappaport. The Browns are paying $10.5 million on the deal. Carolina gets him for free. What's interesting, NFL gets so many breaks. The Browns are at the Panthers week one. So Baker Mayfield will be the starter and taking on his former teammate with a chip on his shoulder in week one. And I would imagine that'll change the line a little bit. If Baker starts at home against Jacoby Brissett, that line probably moves a little from Sam Darnold. So maybe it's a one-point swing.
What was your pick?
I said I would take Cleveland because there is a chance that Deshaun Watson, according to reports last week, is not going to be suspended. Then Cleveland's a much better team, much better roster to begin with. Then they'd have the better quarterback. But if it's Jacoby Brissett against Baker and Baker's playing with a chip on his shoulder, then you have a one-point spread. That feels more go either way.
And a game to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Baker Mayfield to Carolina. My initial take is it's good for him. He got an offensive coach, Matt Rhule. You don't want defensive coaches. Kirk Cousins struggled with Mike Zimmer. Denver had a defensive coach. Russell Wilson couldn't get along with Pete Carroll. At the end, Brady struggled with Bill Belichick. You want an offensive coach. That's the way the game is headed. And I just think it just works with an offensive coach. I mean, Brian Flores didn't get along with Tua. We've had like multiple instances of a defensive coach and a quarterback struggling in 2021-2022. So Baker gets an offensive coach who's coached at the college level, so he's aware of Baker's talent. And so I think it's a pretty good landing spot for him. The other thing is the AFC has so many great young quarterbacks, Herbert and Burrow and Mahomes and Allen, that Baker just doesn't feel in that class. In the NFC where he's going, that's not the case. They don't have a lot of great young quarterbacks. The young quarterbacks are like, you know, Jalen Hurts. Well, I mean, Baker's in that class. You know, when I look at the NFC young quarterbacks, I mean, Brady's retiring in a year. Aaron could be out of there in 2 years. The NFC is wide open. I felt like in the AFC, AFC's now got Deshaun Watson, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Burrow, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson. Baker just feels second tier. Doesn't quite feel that way in the NFC. And Brady's gone in a year. So I think it's a bad division he's going to. In 1 year, it could be a terrible division when Brady retires. So, yeah, it's not the worst landing spot. And the Carolina's getting him for nothing. They've got a very intense kind of Steve Ballmer-like owner, so he's going to spend money to win. They're not going to be cheap down in Carolina. So there's a lot of advantages here. I think you got a better owner in Carolina than Cleveland. I think you have two really smart offensive coaches. Cleveland's got a much better offensive line, so Baker's going to find out what Sam Darnold is. You got to be running for your life about every third drop back. That's the downside. They got to get that offensive line fixed in Carolina because Baker is just not the kind of athlete that can create stuff off script. But there are way worse landings for Baker Mayfield than Carolina. I like it much more than Seattle and much more than Atlanta. Hour three is coming up.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.